Joined here by Coach Trey Shields, Lady Bulldog grappling coach out at Trenton High School. Action last night from the THS gym. Lady Bulldogs hosted Richmond and Brookfield. They were at the Chillicothe tournament this past Saturday. And go to Lawson. Got Maryville, you got Maysville, you got Trenton, you got Lawson. Quadrangular action on Thursday and the Brookfield tournament on Friday. I'm going to guess here, Coach, and I know it's always dicey for the girls to actually get on the mat competition, but this is about as busy of a stretch as they've had in a while, isn't it?
Yeah, we've definitely kicked things up a notch since Christmas break. I mean, we're having 2-3 duels a week, tournament on the weekend. I mean, it's a lot of wrestling. We've got some kids that might be close to their match limit.
Did I see right? Did Avery win her weight class at Chillicothe Saturday?
Yeah, Avery pretty handily beat all the girls in her weight class. I think she had all first-round pins, which is nice to see. And she wrestled some people that we haven't seen before. We wrestled Southern Boone. I think we wrestled Macon. We might have seen that girl before. But, I mean, she looked like a destroyer this weekend or last weekend.
Well, it sounds like her level has really picked up from December before Christmas now to after Christmas. Where has Avery really improved over the last 4 weeks?
So I think her confidence has definitely improved a lot. I know she looks at her record and whatever, and she's won all these matches, but sometimes she might not feel like, you know, she's one of the dudes in her weight class. And I think that after talking to her a little bit, gained some confidence, gained confidence in her shot, and realized, you know, like, that she is a good wrestler, that we're starting to pile on wins, we're starting to wrestle like a good wrestler, and starting to act like, you know, we should be at the state tournament.
I'm going
to
guess with that young lady, too, there's something with her psyche, because, you know, we're talking about her getting better on the wrestling mat to the point that she's looking at being a big-time factor potential all the way to Class 1 state. And, you know, for those that follow the softball program, where Avery last year kind of found her way a little bit, was up and down as a freshman pitcher, she really improved this year. So is Avery just kind of one of those girls that once she gets things figured out and gets the confidence going that, you know, the sky's the limit for her?
Yeah, I mean, I totally agree with all of that. Like, once, you know, she starts to realize and see that she is a good athlete and she is a stud, she starts wrestling like it, playing softball like it, everything she does. I mean, she does with intent. She's a competitor. She wants to win. So, I mean, that helps me out a lot as a coach.
Do you have two wrestlers going now, Coach, or do you still have the three?
So, we have actually one, just Avery.
Okay.
We had a couple wrestlers move away and a couple, you know, things happen that some wrestlers decided not to continue. And, I mean, we're down to the one.
So this is going to be the Avery Clark show for the rest of the season then.
I mean, it looks like it.
Yeah, there you go. So let's, you know, she got the championship at Chillicothe. She had been, you know, here's the thing with Avery that kind of, yeah, I think when you look at the rest of the season for her, what kind of gets you really fired up is that she had been right on the cusp of having like one of those championship sort performances that she had at Chillicothe. And as you just kind of said, the fact that she went out and she did it, is really it really puts her on a different level, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's something that we were kind of aiming for. Like, we know we're a good wrestler, but we're going to have to beat some kids, win some tournaments and stuff. And once we finally cross that bridge, you know, that we can win tournaments and should win tournaments and should beat, you know, girls and can win close matches and stuff like that, I really think that's going to help her through the rest of the season.
Who did she wrestle on last night, Coach, against Richmond and Brookfield? Did she get two matches in?
Yeah, she got two matches. She pinned her Brookfield girl, or no, pinned her Richmond girl pretty quick, and then she had a tough Brookfield opponent and ended up losing. But, I mean, the Brookfield girls team is stacked just like their boys team, so I think she had to wrestle the last year state qualifier, and unfortunately we didn't win, but I mean, she wrestled tough. She wrestled Richmond tough.
Well, and we just talked about with Avery too, that, you know, she's the type of girl that she's going to take a loss against Brookfield and she's going to use it as motivation to get better.
Yeah, we've already been talking about, you know, what could we have done different to win the match and things like that. We've already sort of game planned, so hopefully if we see this girl again or whoever they put out there, we have kind of an idea of what we're going up against and can hopefully come up on top next time.
Is there expectations as you kind of look at tomorrow night, Coach? Could Avery have three matches with the opponents that you have down at Lawson?
So we've wrestled a couple opponents. I think we've wrestled the Lawson girl. Hopefully she gets at least two matches. That'd be nice. And hopefully she can win at least two matches. I mean, I know she can win two matches. I hope she knows she can win two matches. So we just got to go down there and do it.
So I'm looking at, you know, did you know the name of the young lady she lost to from Brookfield last night?
It was
Maya Sacri.
Sasha. They bumped up their 135 pound.
Gotcha.
And she wrestled their 135 pound. It's Sasha, I'm not for sure on the last name, but she's a tough girl.
Gotcha.
We saw her wrestle down at the battle. I think her and Avery are kind of friends. And, I mean, it was a tough match.
I'm thinking there's, you know, the Brookfield Wrestling Tournament, Girls Wrestling Tournament is Friday. I'm kind of smelling that there's going to be a real good chance at a rematch. Is that kind of what Avery's looking at, too, saying, hey, I'm going to Brookfield. I want to win this thing. If I want to win this thing, I'm going to have to go through her again?
Yeah, we know that we're going to have to wrestle tough to win it. We've got our eye on a couple girls. And like I said, we've kind of been game planning and talking about what went wrong, what went right. And hopefully we can come out on top. And that would be another, you know, huge step for us is if we can beat this Brookfield girl and win the Brookfield tournament, that'll say a lot about Avery's wrestling.
There are, if I remember right, I'm looking at a Class 1 state tournament. Instead of just one girls tournament, there's now two, right? There's Class 1 and Class 2?
Yes, at the state tournament, yep.
How much is the fact that I would assume you're going to have a lot more that qualify now for state, and it makes it easier that you don't get some of the girls from these big suburban schools. How much does that help Avery in her goals of trying to make it to state in late February?
I mean, I think it's boosted her confidence a little bit, knowing that we're not going to have to wrestle Jeff City and we're not going to have to wrestle, you know, all those St. Louis schools and stuff that have tons and tons of girls that have been wrestling forever. And I think that's definitely kind of boosted her confidence. And, you know, there's sort of a light at the end of the tunnel. If we can, when we make it to districts, we're not going to be wrestling these huge schools with all these girls, and that's nice to know.
Brookfield Wrestling Tournament on Friday, a quadrangular at Lawson on Thursday, Chillicothe at Trenton coming up on Tuesday. Coach, appreciate the time.
Yep, appreciate talking to you, Tom.
Coming up next, we have our boys interview with Coach Charlie Bacon.